Time now for your comments. Corrections from college campuses. A report last week about Senator John Edwards misidentified the school where he spoke. You can say Georgia Tech, but not Georgia Tech University. The formal name is the Georgia Institute of Technology. Also in a story about the DNA of marine life, Professor Stephen Giovannone was interviewed, but he does not teach at the University of Oregon. He is a proud faculty member of Oregon State University, or in the spirit of March Madness, a duck, not a beaver. In my interview with T.R. Reid about allegations of rape in the football program at the University of Colorado, Reid stated that the coach's $1.6 million salary is paid for by state taxpayers. The university says his income is in that range, but much of it is not paid by taxpayers. It comes from contracts with private companies such as Nike. Last week's story about budget cuts at community colleges mentioned a program that trains physical therapists. Not possible, say some physical therapists who wrote in. You need a master's or a doctorate from a university to be a full-fledged PT. Community colleges train physical therapy assistants. In a story on the cancer drug Avastin, it was incorrectly reported that the drug would cost $4,400 a year. The actual price is $4,400 a month. Edison Chalabi heard Rene Montaigne's interview about the ancient language Aramaic. It may be ancient, but it's not dead, he writes. If you need samples of the Lord's Prayer in Aramaic, just come to more than 15 Assyrian churches in Central Valley, California, or Chicago. Kobe Lubliner of Berkeley, California, adds, Aramaic can be heard on the radio when one drives through the San Joaquin Valley. The Fresno area is home to numerous Christians from Iraq whose language is a form of Aramaic they call Chaldean. Listener Bill Curran of Santa Monica, California, heard Juan Williams' feature about Malcolm Shabazz, the grandson of Malcolm X. Shabazz is serving time for robbery and, when he was a boy, started a fire that killed his grandmother. Curran writes, it's a shame you have to waste airtime featuring criminals like Malcolm X's grandson as a possible leader of his race just because he happens to be related to Malcolm X. Aren't there any more true Afro-American heroes you could hold up for acknowledgement? It's a sad state when that's all you can find. Many loyal fans of Dr. Seuss thanked Morning Edition for the poem marking the 100th anniversary of his birth. But, as my 5-year-old can tell you, writes Judy Pine of Seattle, Sam I Am is the name of the fellow who is serving the green eggs and ham, not, as the poem asserts, the fellow who refuses them. The poem's author, Hart Seeley, sent in this reply. How wrong I am, how wrong I am. I made an error, Sam I Am. I'll say I'm sorry in a race. I'll say I'm sorry with a vase. I'll say I'm sorry any place. I've got green eggs upon my face. Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.